Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I'm so happy to have you this morning. And I want you to understand that you are a great person. I want you to understand that when God created you, He placed in you a lot of potential. You are being created well. Do you understand what I'm telling you this morning? That's why I'm here with you. I want you to understand it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. It depends on you. It depends on how you think. It depends on what is in your mind. But I want you to understand, you were being created well. You were beautifully made. You understand what I'm telling you? Everything you are passing through today in this life is not by mistake. You are listening to the voice of Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo. I am your radio host, and I'm giving you all the confidence in this world that you will be created well. God is very, very close to you, sitting down with you wherever you are today. It is only a belief that will make it come real. Do you understand? You need to begin to build yourself or develop yourself to that level of understanding that there is and there was and there is a reason why you were being created into this world. When you know that, your life will begin to find meaning again. You are created well. The power is in you. You have all the power. But there's one thing I'm going to reveal to you this morning. Then after that, we are going to listen to this worship that will take you through the life. Listen, nothing is by mistake in your life. If you see it like this, whatever situation or whatever condition you're passing through, you just need to know that there's something you need to learn that will lead you to perfection. You might have got a problem in your marriage. I want you to understand, maybe you are divorced or you have, it's just for you to learn something that will lead you to perfection. Even going to heaven, if you don't die, you won't go to heaven. But there are people that may not die, but they will still be transformed. So there's always an avenue or a place for transformation. You will be transformed. So even dying is taking you to a better place, but you just got to pass through the training, pass through the school on how to live in the other world. Do you understand? So even the situation you are passing through, if you can settle down, think. Settle down and come into the level of reflection, you begin to say, oh, where did I make mistake? And you can fix it. God has given you the power to fix every situation in your life. You understand? You don't need to have a crowd of people. You don't need to have multitude of people to become a star. You are already a star. Jesus was a star, but the devil tested him to know if he really knows he's a star. So what you think of yourself is who you are. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Begin to think good of yourself. Begin to think goodness. Listen, you have the power to do anything. God has given you the power. Jesus is your friend. Jesus is your master. Jesus is your God. Jesus, whatever you call him to be, he's your prophet. That's it. Whatever you call him to be, that is what he is in your life. What I'm pushing you through this morning, that if you strongly believe in your life that it is possible to have a blessed day, you will begin to see the open doors of blessed days. Do you understand? It is possible. Let's read this place. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward on hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. He was just testing Jesus to know. Immediately he knows he was the Messiah. He knows that Jesus is the Son of God, but if he was ignorant of his person, then the devil would take advantage of him. Like suppose the devil would not test you, just try, just do it anyhow. The circumstances can test you to do it anyhow. But when you know who you are able to challenge that situation that wants you to have a bad day. You are blessed. You are beautiful. You are handsome. If you don't know that, I'm telling you the truth. You see yourself being miserable every day. You see yourself. You see, that's why you don't need to live your life for people. Live your life for yourself. If you want to lose weight for yourself. If you want to be a star for yourself. When you start from yourself, the people will begin to see it, acknowledge it, and wants to be your friend. When you show people that your day is blessed, when you live it, that your day is blessed, people will love you and want to know what happened, what is happening, and they want to become a friend. You understand what I'm telling you now? The world is yours. Everything you want is in you. You have it. Just take the risk, take advantage, and take responsibility. That is how the world is being made. God created it. He didn't want to. He created the Garden of Eden. He made it. Made everything in the world. But what did he do? He didn't tell the man to make anything. He just said, take care of it. So we are not here to do anything. Just to take care of what already is in existence. You want to be a scientist? Whatever you want to be. It is already there. There's nothing that is new. It's just for you to discover. Discover it and recover. Do you understand, friends? Jesus knew he was the Son of God, and he said unto him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You don't need somebody to tell you who you are. You are already a child of God. You are already a star. You are already, listen, you don't need somebody. Someone will ask you, are you really an engineer? If you know you're an engineer, why would you bother yourself with such kind of people? A lion doesn't bother himself with what people think. A lion is a lion. You are who you are. Unless you don't know who you are, then someone can tell you, okay, you are a lion. Some people can even call you a goat. If a lion allows someone to, you should allow a goat to pronounce it, oh no, you are not a lion, even though you look like a lion, you are a goat. Then you accept it. That is how your life will be. That is how who you are. So begin to know who you are, that you are a child of God. Jesus knew that he was the Son. And he blasted the devil to hell. He said, get up. Man shall call you by very Lord. You see, let us understand this. Then the devil taken him off. This is Matthew chapter 4. The devil taken him off into the holy city and seated him on the pinnacle of the holy city. Not on holy city. He took him onto the holy city. And see them all, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. He now quoted the Bible, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He said again, if thou be the Son of God, he knows he is the Son of God. The devil knows that you are a champion, but he will always say, if you are a champion, try this. Do you understand where I'm taking you to? He was telling Jesus, you know, you're a son of God, three times. And that is how it is in your mind today. Your mind will be telling you, if you are a star, if you got this, try this. And just wants you to fail. And after failing, you will still come back again and say, see, I told you, you are not. But Jesus didn't buy into this idea. He bullshit the devil. Put the devil aside. He put that situation aside. What is the thing that is asking you questions in your mind this morning? What is that thing that is asking you questions in your mind? Are you listening to the radio show? You need to put it by the side. Shake every bit into the fire. The same thing happens to my fellow brother Paul. And he made a statement, he said, for with me to live. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. He told the devil, you get away, man. It was working in his mind. He said, get up. But for to me, to live is Christ, to die is what gain. That means death has no power in me. You understand what I'm telling you? Any situation I'm passing through has no power in me. Are you listening to me today? Are you listening? You are a star. You are a champion. Don't allow your situation to make you look as if you are nothing. No. Just know you are in a training where when you come out of it, of that training, everything will be fixed. So who fixes it? You have the power to fix those things. Get into the attitude of reflection. Do you understand? Go into reflection. Reflection talks about thinking. People who made impact in this world, who influenced this world, are great thinkers. There are times you need to go back and think. What did Jesus say to that situation? What did he say? Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He didn't move Jesus. Jesus is your friend. Jesus is your father. Jesus is your all and all. You understand what I'm telling you? The great teacher. That is what he said. He told them, why disturbing me? It is written, you told me to tempt me. Because I'm your Lord. Again, the devil took him up into a city in high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. I said unto you, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. You are telling God to fall down and worship me. You are a God man. You are a God man. You are a God man. We are gods and the children of the Most High. You are a God man because God is inside of you. That potential, that gift, that thing that is placed inside of you, God has put inside of you, and he can lead you to anything, any greatness in this world. God dwells inside of you to make it happen. Then Jesus answered that situation. Because Satan is a problem. Satan is that situation. Said, get behind Satan. For if you see the shall worship the Lord thy God, and in him shall thou stand. The gift of a man will make room for him. That thing God has placed inside of you is God in you. That thing God has placed inside of you, it is God that walking in you. And I want you to say, it will always bring a blessing in your life. The devil wanted to make Jesus small, but Jesus overcome him by his word, overcome him by his knowledge, overcome him by the wisdom of God, making him to know that I know myself, that I am a child of God. Those that know their God shall be strong and they shall do an exploit. Let me hear the thunder within the soul. Let me hear the things within the sound. And I want you to understand, it is possible to have a blessed day. It is possible.
Everything has been made for your end and timing. Whichever country you are listening to me this morning, I want you to understand it is possible to have a blessed day. I want you to take time and go into reflection. A period of meditation, a period of thinking about yourself. The prodigal son, when he came to himself, he made a decision to fix his situation.
Earning your college or master's degree can be challenging.
So today I want you to understand that the power is in you to fix any situation, to fix anything in your life. You have been created to be at the top. Take a massive or rapid or whatever thing you may call it, let it be a decision of a change in your life. You can fix it. The God is in you. You are a God man. Fix it. Take the risk. You understand what I'm telling you? Just think and take the risk. I'm telling you, you are blessed. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Never you be afraid of anything. Be fearless. Do you understand? Be fearless. Act like a lion and take responsibility. Whatever that comes out of it, take responsibility because God is by your side to help you. Do you understand? I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Remain blessed. Remain blessed. Remain blessed. I see you as a great person. Tune in again tomorrow. Invite your friends. Call me. Call. Call the number. You know, you have a number to call him. Call him. We can always be on the air together. I say bye for now.